弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是2004年6月6号。
Today is June 6th, year 2004.
我想对历史比较敏感一点的人都知道，今天是诺曼底登陆60周年纪念啊。
Maybe some of us will know this is the 60th anniversary of landing on Normandy.
我之所以提它，不是因为我对历史特别有兴趣。
The reason I mention is not because I'm particularly interested in the history.
而是我昨天坐在那里，突然想起这件事情。
But yesterday, all of a sudden, I remember it.
我就想起十年前，当诺曼底登陆五十周年的时候。
I remember 10 years ago when it was its 50th anniversary.
我还特别从 Newsweek 上面剪下来的一篇文章，放在我的剪贴簿上。
I cut off an article from Newsweek.
中间有一些很重要的统计数字，我还用 highlighter 黄笔画过它。
I even highlighted some statistics numbers.
然后我就想说，一下子十年过去了。
And all of a sudden, it's been 10 years.
昨天就突然在我里面有一个那样子的一个说不出来的一个严肃和敬畏。
It somehow just impacted me with awe and seriousness yesterday.
尤其白天又接到这个我两个大学同学他们来的电话，说要见个面。
And also, I received a phone call from my college friends that they wanted to meet us yesterday.
我就想起我们第一次见面是三十年前。
And I remember the first time we met was 30 years ago.
弟兄姊妹，人生有几个十年
？How many 10 years of period of time do we have in our life？
人生有几个三十年
？How many 30-year period of time do we have？
我们真的要对我们的人生产生严肃和敬畏的感觉。
So we ought to treat our life seriously.
我们同班同学有人已经走了。
Some of our college friends have passed away already.
连我高中的同学都有人走了。
Some of my high school friends have passed away already.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上告诉我们说，这个世界和其上的情欲有一天都要成为过去。
The Bible says the world and its desires will one day pass away.
唯有遵行神旨意的永远长存。
But only the man who does the will of God will live forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一生到底有没有什么东西是可以留到永恒的？
Is there anything in our life that will last until eternity?
那个关键不在于我们在地上我们得着了多少，我们成就了多少。
Does not depend on how much we accomplish in this world.
那个关键在于我们在神旨意中我们往前了多少。
But it depends on how much we walk on God's will.
神的旨意在我们身上成就了多少。
And how much of God's will is fulfilled in our life.
弟兄姊妹，哪里有神的旨意被通行？
Wherever God's will is fulfilled.
哪里就有真正的喜乐和平安？
There will be true joy and peace.
哪里有神的旨意在通行？
Wherever God's will is accomplished.
哪边就有真实生命的成长？
There will be true growth of life.
哪里神的旨意被通行？
Wherever God's will is fulfilled.
哪里就有永恒的价值？
There will be eternal value.
那弟兄姊妹，那我们会说神的旨意到底是什么呢？
And we might ask, what is exactly God's will?
我们常常以为神的旨意就是我到底是不是要不要回中国，要不要回台湾？
I often think God's will is like my guidance, God's guidance for me, whether I should stay here or go back to Taiwan.
我要买房子，到底该买这一栋还是买那一栋？
Well, which house should I buy, this one or that one?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们生活上的引导就是了。
And these are but guidances in our daily life.
但是神在我们每一个人的身上都有一个纯全、善良、可喜悦的指引。
But God has a will for us. It's perfect, pleasing, and good.
甚至神对所有整个受造的人类，他都有一个永远荣耀的计划。
And God has an eternal, glorious plan.For the mankind that he created.
所以这个世界和其上一切的有一天都要过去。
So this world and all is on the world will one day pass away.
弟兄姊妹，连我们最近教会碰见的大事情，我们要去买一个会所。
Even this great event that we're facing, we're buying a new church facility.
90天这件事情就过去了。
And in 90 days, this event will be over.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这90天里面，我们对神的旨意是用怎样的态度？
But what's our attitude toward God's will within these 90 days?
那都影响了这些事情在我们生命里面要留下什么。
And this will decide what will be the result,
在永恒
what will be left in our
在永恒里面我们要存留什么。
What will remain in eternity?
所以彼得说，我们所得到的产业是为我们存留在天上的。
Peter says we have an inheritance that is in heaven.
那个是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
That is not corruptible and it will not be defiled and will not decay.
那弟兄姊妹的那个旨意到底是什么呢？
So what is that will for us?
我想在以赛亚书四十三章第七节讲得非常的清楚。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7 tells us clearly.
神说，凡称为我名下的子民，是我为着自己的荣耀而创造的。
Anyone that is called by my name, they are created for my glory.
是我所做成，是我所造作的。
Whom I formed and made.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做 create？ 什么叫做创造
？What does it mean to be created？
创造是只有神能做的，没有一个人可以做创造。
Only God create. God can create. No one else.
创造叫做始无变有。
Because it's create something out of nothing.
所以我们今天的存在，甚至万有的存在，是只有借着神造的，也是为着他而造的。
So even today's the existence of us, even the universe, is for His glory.
圣经上说我们是为着他的荣耀被创造。
And the Bible tells us that we were created for His glory.
底下讲到他是我们是为着他的荣耀被做成被造作的。
And we were created and we were formed and made for His glory.
英文是说 formed 或是 made。
And we were formed and made for His glory.
Formed 是讲到成型啊，磨成一个形状。
We were molded into a shape.
那 made 是说到神花功夫在我们身上做雕琢的工作。
God made us and He put His mind and heart and effort to make us.
所以以弗所书第二章告诉我们，我们都是神手中的杰作 ，masterpiece。
That's why Ephesians tells us that we are all masterpieces in God's hands.
这么伟大的一个神，他居然愿意做工在我们的身上。
This great mighty God wants to work on us.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，神最伟大的恩典和最伟大的神迹，还不是显在他的创造上面。
The greatest miracle that God performs is not in His creation.
今天人类的天文学家弄最精密的仪器，也不过发现宇宙是几百个几百亿光年的这个范围就是了。
Today, the scientists may discover that the extent of the universe is like millions of light years long.
但是这一切所有的神说有就有了。
But all these were created by His word.
他用他一句话，他就创造万有啊。
By His word, everything was created.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
And also by His mighty word, He upholds everything.
我们都知道今天地球的运行只要稍微出了差错，我们不是热死就是冻死。
We all know that if the earth rotates a little bit off track, then we'll be either frozen or be melted by heat.
神不过用他的话就创造了诸世界。
But then God used His word to His words to create this world.
我们常常听到很多的福音朋友都说，如果我生在摩西的时代的话，我一定会一生爱神的。
Many gospel friends have told us if we live in Moses' time, then I will love the Lord forever.
我如果看过红海分开来，我一定一辈子我全家都奉献给神。
If I ever saw the Red Sea depart in front of my eyes, I will offer my whole family to God.
就算看不到红海分开，我看见可拉党掉到地里，我都会敬畏神。
Or if I see the tribes of Korah fall into the center of the earth, then I will fear God.
弟兄姊妹，神最伟大的作为都不是显在这些 supernatural 的事情上。
But then God's greatest work is not in these supernatural things.
虽然他的确很伟大，让我们在这里诉说他的荣耀。
Indeed, these supernatural signs are great, so that we can describe His glory.
但是最伟大的神迹是在于神居然爱我们。
But the greatest miracle is that God even loves us.
这么伟大的神居然会爱我们这样子渺小的人。
This great love, great God will even love a small person like me.
弟兄姊妹，这么伟大的神居然会为我这样子败坏的生命，他肯死在十字架上。
That this great God is even willing to die for me, this lowly life.
他为着你我一切的罪恶，在十字架上受尽的羞辱。
He suffered all shame on the cross for you and me.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的爱。
This is a great love.
这是一个伟大的神迹。
And this is a great miracle.
而更让我们稀奇的是，这么伟大的一个神。
What's even more amazing is that this great God.
他说，天和天上的天不够他居住。
Says that heaven, even the heavens above heaven, is not enough for me to dwell.
你所罗门王虽然伟大，可以给我做一个华美的殿宇，但是岂够我居住呢？
Even King Solomon can build a great temple for me, but that's not enough for me to dwell in.
但是弟兄姊妹，这位伟大的神今天却拣选你我作为他的居所。
But this great God has chosen you and me to be His dwelling place.
住在我们里面，永远与我们同在。
He lives inside of us, and then He promised to be with us forever.
更伟大的事情。
And what's even greater,
他不仅仅永远与我们同在，
not only that he stays with us forever,
他成为我们的生命，
he becomes our life,
成为我们里面的新生命，
he becomes the new life we have within.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这里面一切生命的性情要来取代我们那个败坏、卑贱、污秽的生命。
And all the nature of this new life is to take place, to replace our lowly life, the corruptible life.
这一个伟大的神，
and this great God,
他甚至愿意一生做工在我们的身上，
and he's willing to work on us all the days of our life,
让这个伟大的生命在我们里面来改变我们，
so that this great life within will change and transform us,
让我们这个属土的越来越变成属天的，
so that we will be transformed from earthly to heavenly,
让我们这个败坏卑贱的生命能够越来越变得尊贵而圣洁向他，
so this life will be transformed from lowly to become holy.
所以彼得后书彼得告诉我们，那位用自己的荣耀和美德招我们的神。
So Peter tells us that he calls us by his own glory and goodness.
当神向我们显现，用他的美丽来吸引我们的时候，
when he appears to us and he draws us with his goodness,
我们真是巴不得脱离世上从情欲来的一切的败坏。
How we wish that we can depart from the corruption of this world caused by evil desires.
我们羡慕跟他荣耀的性情有份。
We long to partake of his holy nature.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经上不仅仅讲到他用他的荣耀创造我们。
So the Bible tells us not only that he created us for his glory.
不仅仅他为着他的荣耀创造了我们。
Not only that he created by his glory and for his glory.
他用他的荣耀来吸引我们，来呼召我们起来跟随他。
He also used his glory to draw us.To call us so that we will follow him.
而且他用这个荣耀的旨意一生做工在我们的身上。
And with his glorious will, he works on us all the days of our life.
他在这里 form 我们，他在这里 make 我们。
He forms us and he makes us.
我曾经讲过宋尚杰的那个败坏的脾气啊。
I talk about Dr. Song's quick temper.
谁敢骂他大头，他上去就揍人的。
If someone might insult him, he would just punch it back.
他爸爸全家只骂过他，所有的孩子都乖乖的，只有他爸爸会骂他。
And his father will only scold him among all the children in his house.
他跟他爸爸说，你下次再骂我，我就离家出走，或者我就死给你们看。
But then he even warned his father, if you scold me or yell at me again, I'll die before your eyes.
我就到后院跳那个井死给你们看。
I will jump into the water well in the backyard. I'll show you.
他爸爸立刻去把家后院的井给填了。
And out of fear, his father quickly filled up the water well in the backyard.
埋了井以后，因为宋尚杰太不乖，他爸爸有一天又忍不住又训了他一顿。
But because he was so bad that one day his father couldn't stand it, just he yelled at him again.
所以他就躲在一个隐秘的地方，然后听全家人在那里着急到处找他。
So he hid himself and then let the whole house panic and search for him.
等到他来到美国读书的时候，
when he came to America to study,
弟兄姊妹，1920年代读博士那是不得了的，在中国人中间。
He came to study for PhD, and it was a very rare and hard chance.
他大哥从中国到美国来服侍他，来照顾他。
It was in 1920s, and his brother came to take care of him.
有一天，他大哥稍微出门晚了一点回来。他把门锁着，不让他哥哥进来。
And one day his brother came home a little bit late. He locked up the door and locked him out.
然后整夜冰天雪地的里面，在 Ohio 把他关在外面整夜。
He locked his brother outside all night in the middle of the winter.
他哥哥进来的时候，早晨进来的时候，整个脸色都变了，指着他说：“你不是我的弟弟啊。”
When he finally let his brother in the morning, he was almost frozen and he.Said to Dr. Song, "You are not my brother."
他哥哥后来重病，也为了这件事情吐血。
And his brother was so ill that he even spit blood.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这样子的一个卑贱的生命，你发现神一生做工在他的身上。
But then God was willing to work on this lowly life all the days of his life.
当神得着他的时候，里面那个属天的尊贵。他在中国救了多少的灵魂？
When God finally laid hold of him, he saved so many lives in China.
有人说看见他从讲台后面走出来的时候，心里面就已经受感动了。
Some people witnesses that when they saw Dr. Song walking up to the podium, they were already touched.
他整个心充满了对灵魂的爱。
Because his heart was filled with love for the lost souls.
弟兄姊妹，神一生花功夫在我们身上来改变我们。
God spent entire days of our lives to change us.
直到有一天，一个属土的变成了属天的。
Until one day we're transformed from earthly to heavenly.
一个这么丑恶的生命变成一个这么美丽的生命。
We're transformed from being ugly to beautiful.
这就是保罗说的大灾近前的奥秘。
And this is the great mystery of godliness that Paul said.
无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。
Beyond any question or doubt.God appeared in the body.
弟兄姊妹，神不是只有高高坐在天上而已。
God did not just sit on the throne in heaven.
神伟大的作为不是只显在他的创造而已。
God's great work does not only show in His creation.
神最伟大的神迹和神的作为是显在改变我们这些人。
The greatest miracle that God does is to transform us.
荣耀神要在肉身里面显现出来。
This glorious God will appear in a body.
它不是只有一个道理。
This is not a doctrine.
它成为一个见证。
It becomes a testimony.
它不是人生的一个理想而已。
This is not an ideal of life.
它实现在你我这些平凡人的生命里面。
It can be actualized in our life, this common life.
弟兄姊妹，这是神伟大的工作。
And this is God's great work.
道要成为肉身
His word will become flesh.
神要在你我的身上被显现出来
God will appear in you and our lives.
这叫做神荣耀的工作
And this is God's glorious work.
这是我们这一生最伟大的恩典和祝福
And this is our greatest grace and blessing.
这是我们中间的神迹和奇事
And this is the miracles among us.
因为这么伟大的神
This great God,
他居然爱我们
He even loves us,
居然做工在我们的身上
And He's willing to work on us.
所以弟兄姊妹因此当一个多礼拜以前神把这句话放在我里面的时候
So more than a week ago when God spoke to me
当我们在那里看那个新的场地我里面直接就是问神说主我们配得这块地吗
When we were visiting this new facility I was asking the Lord Are we worthy to receive this land?
我们教会有这个度量起来服侍众教会吗
Do we have this capacity to serve the churches?
神用民数记十四章二十一节回答我
But the Lord answered me with Numbers chapter 14.
遍地要被我的荣耀所充满。
He says the whole earth will be filled with my glory.
我知道这件事情是神要做的，不是人做的事情。
So I know this is something that God wants to do. It cannot be done by hands.
神自己要在这一块的地上，神要做他荣耀的工作。
God's going to do something glorious on this land.
就好像以色列百姓当初一样。
Just like the What happened to Israelites in the old time?
神给他们量了一块应许之地。
God has prepared for them a promised land.
把他们带进去。
And God was leading them into it.
然后从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，为主做见证。
And then they will testify for the Lord from Jerusalem, Samaria, and all the ends of the earth.
整个福音和救恩从耶路撒冷像水泉一样满溢出来。
The gospel outflows.From Jerusalem.
今天神要把一块地给我们
And today God's going to give us a piece of land.
他自己要成为这一切祝福的源头
And he will be the origin of all the blessings.
他说这是他立民的居所
He says this is the dwelling place for my name.
这是他用他的荣耀来充满的地方
And this is the place that he will fill with his glory.
正像今天在地上有许多奉主名的教会聚会的地方
Just like there are many churches on earth that they gather together in the Lord's name.
他们都在这个地上为主得到了一块基地
They have obtained a place, a base for the Lord.
在那里为主做见证。
There they can testify for the Lord.
让所有这个地上有需要的人来到神家，可以听见福音。
And all those who have need can come to God's house and can hear the gospel.
有需要的人在这里可以得到祝福和解决。
And those who have need can find their solution and salvation in God's house.
渴慕的人在这里可以遇见神。
And those who are thirsty can come and meet the Lord.
而那些有心侍奉神的人能够在这里得到装备和造就。
And those who are willing to serve the Lord can be equipped and prepared.
神说遍地要被我的荣耀所充满。
The Lord says the whole earth will be filled with my glory.
弟兄姊妹，这句话大大安慰了我里面的害怕。
And his words greatly comforted me.
我的害怕倒不是为了这$700,000要在九十天内凑齐。
I was not afraid of this great sum of money.
虽然那的确是一个信心的挑战。
Even though that is a great challenge of faith.
但是我里面原来的害怕是我们的不配和不够。
But what I was afraid of.Is that we're unworthy and our capacity.
但是神就是提醒我们，我们永远不配，永远不够。
But the Lord reminded me, we'll never be worthy.
今天这个工作是他自己要做的。
And this is something that he wants to do himself.
他说我要用我的荣耀充满全地。
He says this whole earth will be filled with my glory.
所以希望弟兄姊妹，我们都在主的面前举起信心的这个头来啊，我们来仰望看他。
So we should lift up our heads and then we look upon him with faith.
我们知道有荣耀的事情在这块地上要发生。
Because we know something glorious will happen on this land.
不光只是为了我们自己这个小小的教会而已。
It's not for us, this small church.
我们这些在所有来到这块地上的，我们都求神祝福他们。
But we pray that anyone who walks on this land will be blessed by the Lord.
我们都求神用他的荣耀来改变他们。
We pray that God will change and transform them with His glory.
我们都希望神用他的荣耀来吸引他们。
That they will be drawn to the Lord by His glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的应许。
And this is God's promise for us.
然后神说呢，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们熟能得胜。
And the Lord says we can go up to take possession of the land. We can certainly do it.
弟兄姊妹 我这个人你们认识我的的时候我很少把主对我说挂在嘴上、啊、
If you know me, you will know I will hardly say oh, the Lord told me、
啊、当然圣灵的恩膏住在主里面常常听见主在我们里面的交通这种经历是应该每天都要有的、
But that doesn't mean that、I never have the anointing thatTells me something.
圣灵的感动啊，圣灵的光照啊，这都是我们每天该有的经历。
We should experience His enlightenment and His teaching of anointing.
但是碰到这种大的关卡，尤其是教会的事情。
But for something this great and this magnitude, especially regarding church,
我想你们很难的听到我说主对我说。
I'm sure you hardly hear me say.The Lord told me. The Lord told me.
但是这一次，当我在主面前祷告的时候，就是这么清楚知道主在这里吩咐我们起来。
But this time, I clearly heard the Lord says, "Rise up and go."
所以在我们还没有得到 offer 的时候，我们就已经凭信心宣告这块地是属神的了。
So we already proclaimed it with faith that this piece of land belonged to the Lord even before we got the offer accepted.
所以上个礼拜四以前，我们知道有四，他们得 Sarah 得到了四个 offer。有四个 offer.
Before that Thursday, we heard the seller already got four offers to purchase.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们里面每次向神祷告的时候，我们都不紧张，因为神说这块地是他的。
But every time we come to the Lord, our hearts will not panic because the Lord says this land belongs to Him.
虽然最后的 contract 我们还没有签下来。
Even though we haven't signed the final contract yet.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们就是凭着信心往前走。
But we will proceed with faith.
我甚至鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果可能的话，你凭着信心奉献都不要怕。
Then I will encourage brothers and sisters to make offerings in faith.
许多人我们喜欢看见了我们才信。
A lot of us like to believe only after we see.
但是神喜欢我们信，凭着信心把脚放到约旦河去。
But God delights in us if we put our foot into the River Jordan first.
这个信心如果是我们自己的意愿自己挤牙膏挤出来的弟兄姊妹不要随便做事情
If this faith is self-made don't take any action
那如果是今天神在这里给我们的带领和吩咐信心的回应就是一个见证
But if God is really leading us and He's commanding us then our reaction in faith will be a testimony
那我们要讲到神在我们这一生里面一个荣耀的计划
And then when we talk about this glorious plan that God has for us.
那我愿意稍微讲一下我好几年以前跟弟兄姊妹交通的香柏木。
I'd like to share with you a little bit about a cedar tree that I shared with you several years ago.
怎么样子从香柏木的这一生看见我们荣耀神的途径
？How we can see a path to glorify God with
a
cedar tree.
进到这块地里面去。
So after we get into the land in the future.
神说要用他的荣耀来充满我们。
God says that He will fill us with His glory.
那么这个东西很抽象。
But this is rather abstract.
那么到底在具体上，我们应该怎么样子来追求，怎么样子让圣灵把这个荣耀的工作做在我们身上呢
？So in reality, what should we do to let the Holy Spirit actualize them?
所以当我在默想的时候，香柏木的一生又在进到我的里面来。
When I was meditating on it, the life of cedar tree came to me.
弟兄姊妹，香柏木是一个很特殊的一个树木。
Cedar trees are a very special kind of tree.
我们从三大方面来看：生命、生活和侍奉。
We can see from three areas: from life, from the lifestyle, the living, and the service.
香柏树第一方面讲到它生命的尊贵和属天。
The cedar tree represents a life that is very noble and heavenly.
就预表我刚才说的，我们在这个败坏的人性里面，因着我们得救，神住到我们的里面来。
Just like after we are saved, God came to dwell in us.
我们原来那个犯罪，从老亚当，从父母所继承的生命，圣经上用了一个形容，叫做荆棘、棘藜的生命。
The natural life, the sinful life that we inherited from flesh, the Bible calls it a thorn.
那荆棘不仅仅讲到它的卑贱
，so it is very lowly.
它没有什么价值
，it's worthless.
而且它讲到它多刺
，and it's thorny.
它非常容易叫人受伤
，and it will hurt easily.
那荆棘也说到它属地，它整个盘地而生
，and it's earthly, it just crawls on the ground.
它生存的范围，它所接触的都是属地属土的
，and whatever it comes in contact with is all earthly.
这说到我们原来生命的特质
，and that is the nature of our own life.
但是诗篇104篇告诉我们，那高大佳美的树木。
But then Psalm 104 tells us the trees of the Lord.
就是黎巴嫩的香柏树是耶和华所亲自栽种的。
Are planted by the Lord. They're the cedars of Lebanon.
所以当我们那天决志信耶稣的时候
，So on that day when we raise our hand to accept Jesus,
神把一个佳美的生命种植在我们的里面。
God has planted in us a beautiful life.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
So we can proclaim it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in us.
弟兄姊妹啊，神住在在我们里面
Brothers and sisters, God lives in us.
主耶稣成了我们的生命
Christ has become our life.
香柏木是高大佳美，说到君王尊贵属天的生命
And see the trees are tall and beautiful, just like a royal king.
它整个是向天而去
And it grows heavenward, upward.
它可以高到40公尺
It can grow up to 40 meters.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个强烈对比的生命在我们的里面
So what a big contrast to kind of life in us.
所以我们最重要的一件事情就是追求这属天尊贵的生命在我们里面成长成熟
So what's most important for us is to pursue so that this heavenly life will grow in us
当这个生命增长到成熟的时候神的荣耀就被彰显出来
When this life finally matures and grows then God's glory will manifest
因为我们脱离了世上从情欲来的败坏得以与神的性情有份
Because we escape the corruption of the world caused by the evil desires and we may participate in the divine nature
香柏树第二个特点讲到生活方面
And another area is our living style, our life
香柏树有一个特点就是它有非常特殊的馨香之气
Cedar trees have this special fragrance
所以当何西阿书十四章要讲到香气的时候特别说到以色列的香味如同黎巴嫩的香柏树
So in the book of Hosea it describes the fragrance of Israel as the fragrance of a cedar tree
他为什么不说像什么香水或是像什么香膏
Hosea did not say, "Oh, it's very fragrant, like certain kind of perfume."
因为黎巴嫩的香柏树它有一个特殊的香气。
Because the cedars of Lebanon has special fragrance.
那在消极方面，这个香气能够防蛀、防虫、防腐的。
This special fragrance will prevent decaying.
受到罪恶不太容易来侵蚀、伤害它。
It will protect from the attacks of sin.
就跟我们以前在美国读书的时候到了周末同学都跑去城市里面看黄色电影去了
When I was in my graduate school studying on weekends all my friends would go to the city to watch pornography movies
我们查经班的弟兄姊妹没有一个人被人家敲门敲过的
But none of the brothers and sisters in our Bible study group would be invited
那这些东西本身就它就不会来靠近我们
See these things will not come approach us
那在积极方面呢说到它流露基督馨香之气
But in an active sense it spreads the fragrance of Christ
那保罗说的感谢神率领我们在各处夸神在基督里夸神让我们在各处这个显扬因认识基督而有的馨香之气
Apostle Paul says But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ
所以荣耀神的途径第二方面讲到我们的生活
So the second way to glorify God is by our lifestyle
我们的生活能够流露基督的馨香
And by our life the fragrance of Christ will be spread
我们活出是光是盐的见证来
That we can testify as the salt and light to this world
我们每一个人成为最好的福音单张
That we ourselves become the best gospel tract
我们的生活就是传福音
And our life is to spread the gospel.
我们不见得一定要到外面拉人，弟兄姊妹，人看见我们的生活就愿意归荣耀给神。
We don't really have to go out and invite people. When they see our lifestyle, they will glorify God.
而我们的家庭生活也好，职业生活也好，都能够在主的面前这样子的平衡，这样子的扎实。
that our either family life or our career can be balanced and can be solid before the Lord.
你看约瑟，人家什么事情都交给他，除了自己吃的饭，其他一概不知道。
Like Joseph, people are just willing to trust him with everything.
啊，但以理那个国这么尊贵的位置交在他的手上。
And Daniel, king was willing to commit to him the entire nation.
香柏树第三方面。
The third area of the life of a cedar tree.
讲到侍奉方面。
Is service.
所罗门建造圣殿最重要的材料就是黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The most important material that King Solomon used to build the holy temple is cedar tree.
整个香柏树他一生的成长和最终的结果是成为神家建殿的材料。
So the purpose of the life of cedar tree is to be the building material for the temple of God.
建造一个居所是神的居所。
Because this dwelling place is dwelling place for God.
建造一个居所是神要来充满的居所。
A dwelling place where God's glory will fill.
不仅仅讲到圣殿里面的栋梁、竖板，连金香坛的材料都是用黎巴嫩的香柏树。
So, whether it's the paneling board, the altar, or the beams, they're all used by cedar tree.
所以这一生最尊贵的价值被神来用。
And that is the most noble and glorious purpose.
弟兄姊妹，地上的君王。地上任何的成就比不上我们被神来使用。
Even the kings of the earth has no value in God's eyes as compared to a person being used by God.
所以保罗说我们成为神家里面的人以后神要建造我们成为圣殿。
So Paul says after we become a member of God's household, God will build us into a holy temple.
成为神界的圣灵居住的所在。
So a dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit.
那这是我们整个人生最大的价值。
And this is the greatest value of our life.
我们为神而活。
That we will live for God.
神的荣耀充满在我们里面。
And God's glory will fill in us.
而借着我们的侍奉。
And through our service.
能够叫天上的神喜乐。
That we will please God in heaven.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，能叫天上的神喜乐，这是多么大的事情！
Imagine that to please God who is in heaven.
借着我们的侍奉，人和神可以在这里相会。
Through our service, men and God can meet.
借着我们的服事，人可以听见神的声音。
Through our service, men can hear God's voice.
借着我们的服事，人可以在这里遇见神的爱、神的同在。
Through our service, men can touch God's love and God's presence.
弟兄姊妹啊，太宝贵了。
How precious.
所以这三方面讲到香柏树的这一生如何来荣耀神。
So all these three areas describe how a cedar tree can glorify God.
它不仅仅是我们每一个基督徒荣耀神的途径。
So these are also the ways for Christians to give glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，也是我们整个教会在主面前成长该有的方向。
And these are also the directions that our church should grow.
我们在这里追求一个不断成长的一个属天尊贵的生命。
We're pursuing a heavenly life that will continue to grow.
我们在这里流露基督馨香之气的生活。
That we will spread the fragrance of Christ through our life.
同样的，我们在这里为神家得着那些坚忍负重神家的栋梁和贵重的器皿。
And also we will collect those beams that will bear weights.And for God's house.
这是我们整个的方向。
And these are our directions.
同样的，在我们买的新会所以后。
And after we purchase this new church facility. 就是
没有我自己跟一些同工们或是这个少数人交通。我在1996年第一次进中国的时候。
I share with my coworkers that when I went to China for the first time in 1996.
那主就把一个很深的负担放在我的里面。
The Lord gave me a great burden.
我看见那个广大的禾场。
When I see this great harvest field.
神的复兴的工作在那里。
And I see God's revival work there.
我听见他们的祷告，我看见他们的聚会，弟兄姊妹几乎天天都在主面前流眼泪啊。
When I heard their prayers, when I saw their meetings.I was weeping every day.
我进到的第一堂聚会，一个小小的房间里面，挤满了那个脸黝黑发亮的一些农村的农民，都是教会领袖们。
And then the first meeting I had was in a very small room, and the room was crowded with brothers and sisters from the rural area.
他们翻山越岭，花了多少的日子赶到这个地方来聚会。
They took a very difficult journey for.Days before they reached there.
外面是零下摄氏28度，全是雪，盖得高高的。
And outside was a 20 degrees Celsius before zero.
里面他们的只有一个小灯泡，还不敢转上去，把它松下来。
And inside was dark, in order to save electricity.
等到我们讲到天都已经暗到快都看不到东西了，他们才把它转上去，灯亮了一下。
Until it was totally dark, then they were screwed up the light bulb.
我们看到各地都有这么多渴慕的弟兄姊妹在那里。
We see all these brothers and sisters everywhere.
弟兄姊妹，那个负担在我们里面成为一个使命感。
So this burden become a commission.
我就在主的面前祷告，希望何等希望我们的教会有一天不是只是注意到自己的需要。
So my prayer before the Lord is that someday our church will have this capacity that we no longer just care about our own needs.
有一天我们能够去服侍众圣徒，服侍神国度其他的需要。
One day that we have the capacity to serve saints in the kingdom of God.
而当第二年97年我继续为这件事情祷告的时候
，When I continue to pray for this in 1997,
我里面就有一个意愿，我希望我们教会有一天成熟到一个地步，我们能成立一个培训的地方。
I had this desire that one day our church may be mature enough that we will have a training center.
不仅仅我们有同工被打发出去，如果各地有圣徒有需要，他们可以来到我们中间。
Not only that we can send missionaries outside, but then any saints who have the needs can also come to us.
那个时候甚至连名字主都给我的，就叫香柏木培训中心。
The Lord even gave me the name. It's the Cedar Training Center.
转眼已经7年过去了。
And now it's been 7 years.
我心里面偷偷的心愿，没有想到借着这件事情，主居然给了我们2个房子。
I never imagined or never thought about that the Lord would give us 2 buildings.
我们原来所有找的都是一栋，就是为了自己。
Because all along we've been looking for just 1 building for ourselves.
但是我觉得神在这里要扩充整个教会的度量。
But I feel the Lord is trying to expand the whole capacity of church.
我们不成为扣留主恩典的人。
That we will not stop the blessing of the Lord.
其实，在过去这几年，主已经在拨开我们这5饼2鱼了。
Actually, the Lord has.Already broken the bread and the fish among us.
我们的信息界的网络其实已经在很多的国家里面，弟兄姊妹都在下载。
Through internet, our sermons are being downloaded and heard by brothers and sisters in many countries.
他们跟我们一起唱诗 worship， 因为我们的诗歌也都上去。
They worship the Lord with us through the internet.
他们写信来跟我们要歌词，也都要放上去。
They even request the lyrics be put on the net.
我们成人主日学的课程，他们也都在听。
And they're listening to our adult Sunday school messages.
我们主日的信息，一个月有5-6万小时被别人下载。
And then about 50,000-60,000 hours worth of messages being downloaded monthly.
我们看见神怜悯我们，神居然愿意拨开我们。
The Lord has mercy on us, and He's willing to break us.
都是因为我们在主的面前愿意把自己一点点交在他的手上。
Because gradually we're willing to offer ourselves before the Lord.
而这几年里面，神在我们中间兴起了这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹们。
And in the past several years, the Lord has raised up so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
我们知道神在我们中间要做一个更深的工作。
I know that the Lord is going to do something even deeper.
有更多的器皿要被打发出去。
That more vessels will be sent out.
有更多的器皿要在这里被。
The more vessels will be raised up.
我也相信有更多的人要被带到我们中间来。
And I believe more people will come to.
不仅仅是在这里听见福音信耶稣。
Not only that, they will hear the gospel and accept the Lord.
有更多的人要在这里，他们不仅仅的可以来帮助我们。
But they will also come to help us.
也能够给我们一个机会，我们来服侍他们。
They will also provide a chance that we can serve them.
所以弟兄姊妹，两栋 building 紧紧地连在一起。
You see, these 2 buildings are connected together.
所以当初我们说要分开来买的时候，卖主不肯。
When we first saw the building, we proposed to separate the 2 buildings, but the seller was reluctant.
而主给我们命令的时候是叫我们两个都买，我们就伏在主的面前。
And the Lord gave us words to buy 2 buildings.
虽然有人愿意买下来把其中的一个卖给我们，光那一栋就要600多万了。
Even if we ask an investor to buy the 2 buildings and to sell one to us, 1 building would cost us $6 million.
所以换句话说，我们只要多花75万，我们就有第二栋的 building.
In other words, if we pay $750,000 more, we'll get another building.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
神知道我们的软弱和情形。
The Lord knows our condition.
他用他最智慧的方法来带领我们。
So He leads us with His wisdom.
他用他最智慧的方法把他所要的告诉我们。
And He tells us what He wants with His wisdom.
所以底下面对前面一个这么伟大的应许和祝福。
Facing this great blessing and promise.
底下面对一个属灵的征战。
Facing the spiritual battles following.
底下有一段信心的路是我们要起来走的。
That we will have a path of faith we need to walk on.
所以我想弟兄姊妹可能都会有一个问题，就是说主啊，我们到底该做什么？
We might all have a question. Lord, what should we do?
有一些弟兄姊妹是过度乐观属灵啊。
Some brothers and sisters are over spiritual and optimistic.
他们说只要神说话了，一定成就，不要担心了。
They say as long as the Lord says it, it will be done. Don't worry about it.
那有一些人就是又爱又怕啊。
And some brothers and sisters, they love it and with trembling heart.
我非常感谢主的一件事情。
Well, I thank the Lord the most.
我听过太多的教会买会所出问题。
I've heard so many churches, they encounter problems in the process of purchasing church buildings.
我记得以前有人跟我们讲过，教会最容易分裂的时候，两件事情，一个是聘请传道人，一个就是建堂的时候。
I've heard brothers and sisters give us warnings. Two things that would divide up the church easily. One is to find a new pastor, and the other one is to buy a church building.
我听到很多教会买会所都有很好的见证，但是背后又有很多辛酸的历史。
I've heard many good testimonies about churches buying new facilities, but I also heard many sad stories.
因为有些不赞成的人就起来反对，起来攻击。
Some who might not agree about the move, and then they will speak things against it.
但是我很感谢主的，就是在我们中间，虽然弟兄姊妹有的人会很紧张啊，信心不够，我们这都通通都能了解。
What I thank the Lord is that even though some of us may have problem believing, we have small faith, and that's very understandable.
但是在我们中间并没有抱恶性的探子。
But we have no one like the spies who give evil reports.
我们都会求主加添我们的信心而已。
We can only ask the Lord to increase our faith.
所以为了这件事情，我非常感谢神。
For this, I thank the Lord very much.
而我们每一次的祷告会、禁食祷告会、长子同工们聚在一起祷告的时候
，Every time we gather together to pray on all occasions.
当然，我们最常祷告的一件事情就是让神的旨意成就。
What we pray the most is that God's will be done.
我们最近所有祷告的中心就是 Thy will be done.
And the center of our prayer will be the will.Thy will be done.
我们求当神的旨意往前去的时候，所有的仇敌四散。
We pray that when the Lord proceeds, all the enemies will be scattered.
叫仇敌失败，神得荣耀，人得祝福。
That the enemy will fail, God will be glorified and will be blessed.
但是很稀奇的就是，我发现我们每一次的祷告会里面。
But then what amazes me is that in every prayer meeting that we have,
总有好几个弟兄姊妹就提到一件事情。
Many brothers and sisters will mention one thing.
就是求神这一次的祝福是临到全教会的每一个人，一个都不漏掉。
That the prayer request is that this blessing will reach every single member of this church. No one will be left out.
不管老幼，不管大小，不管我们信主多久，我们希望这个祝福是每一个人都有份。
Whether young or old, that this blessing will be for everyone.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面的阿门。
And this we amen to it.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个祝福。
And this is a blessing.
这是我们每一个人都第一手来经历神、来认识神的机会。
This is a chance that we get to experience God firsthand.
如果我们里面信心软弱，我们里面害怕，没有关系，我们告诉主。
If we're weak in faith and we're afraid, that's okay. We can tell the Lord.
连约书亚心里都害怕，对不对？
Even Joshua was afraid.
所以神在约书亚第一章第九节就告诉他：“我不是告诉你吗？你要刚强壮胆，不要惊慌，也不要害怕。”
That's why in first chapter of Joshua, the Lord says, "Then I tell you, don't be afraid and don't be discouraged."
因为神说，因为无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Because the Lord says, wherever you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
所以这是我们很重要的祷告。
And this is an important prayer.
不仅仅求神的旨意成就。
Not only that, we should pray that His will be done.
我们求神这件事情让全家每一个人都蒙福。
That every member of this household will be blessed.
90天很快就过去了。
90 days will pass by very quickly.
700万很快就进来了。
And then 7 million will come in very quickly.
再不奉献来不及的。
If you don't offer your money, it will be too late.
在这里有三件事情我们要做的。
Three things we can do.
这是整个我们前一阵子读约书亚记，神摆在我们面前的。
And these are the things that we have seen when studying the book of Joshua.
第一件事情我们要自洁。
First, we need to consecrate ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意不能成就，最关键的问题在于我们犯罪得罪神。
Only our sins can stop God's will from being fulfilled.
所以他们过约旦河之前，约书亚说：“你们要自洁，因为明天我们要过约旦河。”
That's why before they cross the river Jordan, God says, "You need to consecrate yourselves because tomorrow we're crossing the river."
而在后来的经历和征战里面，我们知道是讲到我们要滚去一切的肉体。
In the later experiences that we get to understand, what God really means is to roll away our flesh.
在基甲行割礼。
So that's why they circumcised at the place of Gilgal.
我们把我们自己的喜好、我们的看法、我们的紧张、我们的害怕、我们的意愿，通通在主的面前放下来。
So before the Lord, we will lay down all our preferences, our unbelief, our fears, and everything that's from us.
我们祷告神，只有一个祷告，叫做 Thy will be done.
The only prayer that we have is Thy will be done.
愿你的旨意成就在我们身上。
Thy will be done on us.
那如果我们犯的罪有当灭之物，我们要在主的面前除掉它。
If we committed sin or we kept anything that's devoted for destruction, we ought to remove them.
因为当灭之物的代价太大了。
Because the price to pay is too high.
神说你当灭之物不除掉的话，
The Lord says, if you do not remove those things who are devoted for destruction,
你们在仇敌面前必站立不住。
You will not be able to stand up before your enemies.
当灭之物如果不除去的话，
If you do not remove the things devoted for destruction,
我就不与你们同在。
I will not be with you.
弟兄姊妹，代价太大。
The cost is too high.
在这么重要的征战的面前，
In this glorious battle,
我们请求弟兄姊妹，我们不是说要做一个完全人。
I ask the brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that we ought to be perfect.
要做一个十全十美、一个无瑕疵的人，不可能的。
I'm not saying that we ought to be perfect. That's impossible.
而是圣灵特别光照、显明我们的罪恶的时候。
But if the Lord revealed to us our sins,
当神的指头特别指出我们身上的问题的时候。
When the Lord pointed out the problems in our life,
弟兄姊妹，我们把它带到神的面前。
We ought to bring them before the Lord.
当亚干对付了他的罪之后。
When Achan dealt with his sin.
摩西在那里劝他说，我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华。
Moses exhorted him that, my son, give glory to God.
所以不要以为认罪是很肤浅、很低下的事情。
So to confess our sins is not something superficial or very lowly.
我们对付罪、我们认罪悔改，在神的眼中是一件可贵的事情。
If we deal with our sins, we confess and we repent, this is a veryhonorable thing before God's eyes.
是一件可以归荣耀给神的事情。
This is something can give glory to God.
而第二方面就是求神给我们一个最单纯的信心。
And may the Lord give us this pure faith.
让我们不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
So that we will not be discouraged, will not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，我讲过好几次了，信心的根据是什么？
I say that many times. What's the basis of our faith?
我先说啊，信心是不凭眼见。不靠感觉，对不对？
It's not by sight, it's not by feeling.
啊，不是因为我们现在已经到了多少钱了，所以我们觉得一定可以。
It's not because we have collected so much money, so we feel we can certainly do it.
也不是说过了60天以后，我们才奉献到200万，我们觉得不可能买了。
Or after 60 days, we only collected two million, then we say, oh, it's too hard, impossible for us.
也不是你感觉说一定可以就一定可以。
It's not how you feel we can do it, then we can do it.
也不是因为我们感觉说不可能就不可能。
Or we feel it's impossible, so it's out of question.
信心不凭眼见，信心不靠感觉。
So our faith is not based on sight or feeling.
弟兄姊妹，信心是一个生命。
Faith is a life.
信心的根据在于我们所信的是谁。
The basis is on whom we believe.
信心的根据在于神的应许。
It's based on the promise of God.
这是两件最重要的事。
So these are the two most important things.
信心的根据在于我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
The basis of our faith is the knowledge of knowing that who we believe.
人可以小信。
Man can be unfaithful.
周围的人可以失信。
Man can be unfaithful.
神永远信实。
But God is always faithful.
弟兄姊妹，我在教会也服侍过，当做财务同工啊。
I've been treasurer at church before.
弟兄姊妹，这个有的人说他要奉献多少钱。
Some people might promise, oh, they will offer so much money.
但是你如果把信心放在他的身上，就后来发现他变卦了。
But if we build our faith on him, and if he changes his mind.
还好我们的信心是看见主人的手。
But then, so our faith should be on the hands of the Lord.
有一些我们根本没想到的，没想到他们花这么大的代价把他们最好的来献给了神。
And then we're oftentimes surprised as some brothers and sisters, they try their best to offer to God.
信心在于我们所信的是谁。
So our faith should be on the one that we believe.
信心在于神永远不改变的应许。
And on His never-changing promise.
而且神告诉我们，无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与我们同去。
And the Lord promised that wherever you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
因为这件事情是神发起的，我们只管跟着约柜去。
Because this event was initiated by the Lord, therefore we just have to follow the Ark of the Covenant.
但是关键在于
，The key is
约柜必须在我们中间，对不对
？The Ark of Covenant has to be among us.
关键在于
，The key is
是约柜真正在前面带领我们。
That the Ark is actually really leading us.
所以我为什么说这是对我们神家一个大的挑战？
That's why I say this is a great challenge to.
不是因为我于宏杰说。
It's not because brother you has said.
而是因为神说话。
But God has spoken.
我们众人跪在主的面前，我们迫切祷告的时候，我们都印证神说话了。
When we all fell down and knelt down on the floor and prayed, we can all confirm that the Lord did say this.
祭司们扛着约柜，就把脚放到约旦河去。
So the priests carrying the ark of the covenant put their feet.
弟兄姊妹啊，这条路虽然我们都没走过
，Even though we have never walked on this path before，
神说不要怕
，The Lord says do not be afraid，
只管跟着约柜去
，Just follow the ark。
这句话大大的安慰了我，你知道吗
？And this greatly comforted me。
不然我哪里有胆量上个礼拜敢跟弟兄姊妹讲说我们立刻上去吧
？Or else how dare you? How dare that I tell you?
我们都还没有拿到契约呢。
We don't even have the contract.
还那么多竞争者呢。
And there's so many competitors.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们所信的是谁。
But we know whom we believe.
他说话算话。
He's always faithful and he keeps his word.
这是我们要凭着信心来跟随。
So we ought to follow him with faith.
所以信心不是说神既然说话了，我就 let's wait and see.
But then our reaction shouldn't be since he already spoken, so that let's just wait and see.
要小心啊，这是希伯来书第三章说的那些。倒闭旷野的人，因为他们只观看神的作为。
And be careful, these are those who eventually die in the desert because they only watch God's works.
神给应许。
God gives promises.
脚掌所踏之地都是你们的。
Anywhere you set your foot on, that those places are yours.
弟兄姊妹，脚掌所踏的就是我们的。
So any place that we set our foot on.
说到我们需要亲身。去走这条路。
In other words, we have to walk on this path.
我们需要信而顺服的跟着约柜去。
We need to trust and obey and follow the ark.
所以不仅仅讲到脚掌所踏之地就是我们的。
Not only that, the Lord has given us anywhere we set our foot on.
你从另外一个角度来讲，就是脚掌所踏之地才是我们的。
In other words, only those places that you set your foot belongs to you.
如果我们教会不顺服走上去
，If we do not follow and obey,
神的应许还是在那。
Then God's promise remains a promise.
但是在主观上，在事实上，我们没有得着。
But in reality, we will not lay hold of it.
这是讲到信心。
So this is faith.
我们单纯的相信神与我们同在。
We trust with a simple faith that God is with us.
我们单纯的相信神说话，神就要成就。
We trust that He already said it and things will happen according to what He said it.
第二个就是绝对的顺服。
Then we have to obey absolutely.
神叫我们立刻上去。
The Lord says, "Go up immediately."
弟兄姊妹，我们可能问说怎么样 ？How?
We might ask how.
我真的是觉得这次这个。对方回来说，我们只有60天要 remove 我们的 contingency。
And the counter offer says, we have 60 days to remove the contingency.
换句话，整个人从明天开始，6月7号算起，90天之后，700万要送到他们的手上去。
In other words, starting from tomorrow, in 90 days, we have to give them $7 million.
9月3号或4号，整件事情就过去了。
So this thing will end on September.Third or fourth.
我才晓得神为什么讲立刻，立刻，立刻。
Now I understand why the Lord says go up immediately.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里有三件事情，我们请弟兄姊妹做。
So three things we ask brothers and sisters.
第一个，迫切的祷告。
First, we have to pray fervently.
保罗劝我们要随时、多方、随处祷告。
Paul says we should pray on all occasions and with all kinds of prayers and requests and pray everywhere.
虽然祷告主为我们预备的礼拜一到礼拜天，我们都有祷告。
And now that we have prayer meetings every day.
但是弟兄姊妹，你就算真的不能来，请你们随时随处多方的为着教会祷告。
If you cannot for any reason you cannot come, please pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and pray everywhere.
但是另外一方面，我却又何等的鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人 都到后面去 sign up 参加祷告小组。
I also encourage every one of us to sign up for the prayer committee.
我们最重要跟神同工的方式就是借着祷告。
The most important way to work with the Lord is to pray.
所以我希望我们全教会的每一个人都写上去，写得满满的，写不下，我们感谢主。
I hope that all of us will sign up and fill up the charts.
Before 我们参加别的 subcommittee, 我们每一个人都应该 sign up 在祷告组。
Before we sign up for any other committees, we should sign up for the prayer committee.
我们举起圣洁的手，随处、随时、多方。为着神的旨意，为着神家来扬声祷告。
That we will lift up our holy hands and pray for saints everywhere and on all occasions.
啊，这个礼拜像我们中间吃饭时间，有些弟兄姊妹从公司赶来啊，来参加教会的进食祷告。
This week some brothers and sisters will come during lunchtime to church to fast and pray.
我们都很感动。
Our hearts were greatly touched.
有一个姊妹，她隔一天就要到欧洲去出差，她今天已经不在了，她也赶来参加教会的进食祷告。
The sister even came to the fast prayer meeting, and then the following day she was going on a business trip to Europe.
有的弟兄早晨礼拜六、礼拜五早晨六点半赶到教会来参加晨祷。
And some brothers came to the morning watch on Friday morning.
弟兄姊妹，全教会都要动。
So the whole church should move forward.
不是去做一件祷告的事。
It's not to do a praying thing.
我们之所以祷告，是因为我们的神是一个听祷告的神。
The reason we pray is because our God listens to prayers.
我们之所以要祷告，是因为我们每一次出于信心的祷告，一定有事情发生。
We pray because all prayers in faith will do something, will make something work.
当我们凭着信心在这里捆绑、赶逐魔鬼一切作为的时候
，When we pray to bind and to remove the devil's work.
弟兄姊妹，也许你的肉眼你不知道发生了什么事情。
Maybe we don't know what is happening with our flesh eyes.
但是在属灵里面却发生了事情。
But in the spiritual realm, something must have happened.
当这些 committee 在为教会进行各样的事物的时候
，When the committee is doing things for the church.
我们求神祝福他们手中所有的工作，弟兄姊妹，神的祝福就是要临到他们。
When we pray that God will bless all the works that they're handling.God will bless them.
当我们在这里为着神家的领袖弟兄姊妹的身心灵蒙到保护的时候，弟兄姊妹，事情就是要发生。
When we pray for the protection of God's, the leaders in God's house, it will be done.
我们祷告，因为神听祷告。
We pray because God listens to prayers and He answers prayers.
我们要多祷告，因为祷告有事情要发生。
We should pray more because prayers make things happen.
今天我们会后，等一下就有进食祷告。
And after today's sermon, we will have fasting prayer.
所有新来的福音朋友们，还有年长的小孩子们，身体有软弱的，或是你没有预备好要进食的，还是可以去吃饭。
All the newcomers, the gospel friends, elderly brothers and sisters and children, or you have any health reasons, you're more than welcome to go and enjoy the lunch.
但是我们鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果可能留下来进食祷告。
But if possible, we encourage you to stay and pray.
就算今天你有事情，或是你不能进食，也都留下来祷告的一段时间。
If for any reason you cannot stay long or you cannot fast, please pray with us even for a little bit.
当我们屈膝在恩座前的时候，神的荣耀要充满在我们中间。
When we kneel before the throne of grace, God's glory will fill us.
我们祷告到哪里，神要做事到哪里。
We will pray and then God will do His work.
那弟兄姊妹，在第二方面，我们讲到在爱里面，我们来奉献。
Second thing we can do is to offer in love.
然后将来我们再花时间讲啊。那奉献最重要的事情在信心和爱的里面。
We'll talk about this subject more in the future. That when we offer, we ought to offer in faith and love.
我们把在神面前所领受的恩典和祝福，我们甘心而且尽心的交在神的手上。
That we will offer to God the blessings that we have received from Him with a cheerful heart.
你那两岁多的孩子把他手上最爱吃的糖交给你。我相信你会给他更多的。
When your two-year-old give you his favorite candy, I'm sure you will give him more back.
但是另外一方面，我们不是为了得到更多来奉献。
But we don't offer just because to get more.
我们奉献是因为我们爱他。
We offer because we love him.
当我们真正在爱中把我们的奉献在神的手上。
When we offer to God in love.
弟兄姊妹，有奇妙的事要发生。
Wonderful things will happen.
所以当礼拜四这个募款 committee 在开会的时候。
So on Thursday, the fundraising committee had a meeting.
我跟同工们讲了。
So I told the co-workers,
我说我们的重点不是要再得到钱。
Our emphasis is not to collect money.
我们的重点是要得到弟兄姊妹对神的奉献。
But to collect offerings that from brothers and sisters for God.
我说我们手中经过的处理的虽然是弟兄姊妹奉献的钱。
All the money that we handle with our hands.
但是我们真正摸着的却是神儿女们向神的爱，还有神对我们的祝福。
Are actually the love of God's children to God and the blessings from God.
我说我从前全时间服侍主，以前也当财务同工。
I was a church treasurer one time.
我常常在开奉献箱的时候，我被神的爱感动，我落泪。
There were so many times that my heart was touched by God's love when I opened the treasure box, the offering box.
有一次有一个很年长的寡妇，她奉献了一个小包，上面歪歪斜斜的写了两个字。主的。
One time, an elderly sister, she was a widow. She offered a small package, and on top of it, she wrote, "It belongs to the Lord."
我知道她生活清苦。
I know that she was in poverty.
两个字直穿我心，主的。
And she says, "This belongs to the Lord."
有一次我收到一个小奉献包，是一个小女孩，她每一次拔一颗智齿，她妈妈给她一块钱啊。
And one time I received an offering. It was from a little girl, and she would her mother would give her money every time her tooth fell.
她累积了三块钱，包了一个包包给我。
So she collected $3 and she offered it to me.
用国语注音写我，她拼错了行杰叔叔。
And she used a phonics to write for 行杰叔叔。
今天那个奉献包放在我抽屉中间正抽屉里面，好好的放在那，常常提醒我。
I still keep that offering envelope.In my drawer.
弟兄姊妹，我们是上个礼拜交通完以后，我们在 email 上面接到各地的圣徒关心我们。
After last week's sharing, we received many emails from saints all over the places.
我们收到的第一封就从山西来的一个弟兄。
And the first email we received was from a brother in China, 山西。
他才信主三年。
He's been a believer for 3 years only.
他说他不好意思讲他奉献的只有这么少啊。
And he said he felt embarrassed.By the small amount of his offering.
可是他写的那封信却大大的激励了我们。
But his letter greatly encouraged us.
他鼓励我们要把信心放在神的身上。
He encouraged us to place our faith on God.
他鼓励我们要把注意力不要只是放，不仅仅只是放在外面的这间会所。
He encouraged us not to put our attention on the outward building.
要放在神的旨意真正的成就在我们身上。
But on the fulfillment of God's will in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们都很感动。
We're all so touched.
那 local 收进来的第一封奉献是我们神后社的一个传道人。
And then the first offering that we received locally was from a minister.
然后第二封信是从东岸一个老姊妹，八十岁的老姊妹。
And the second offering that we received was from an elderly sister from East Coast.
从中国大陆来的一个老姊妹。
And she was originally from China.
她今年八十岁生日的时候，儿女们给了她一笔礼金，她把她几百美金全部奉献给我们。
Her children gave her a sum of money. For her 80th birthday, and she offered the entire sum to us.
弟兄姊妹，将来这样子的见证会很多在我们中间发生。
There are going to be so many this type of testimonies among us.
但是我只是要告诉弟兄姊妹 ，something beautiful is happening.
I just want to share with you that something beautiful is happening.
这么美的事情在神家里面，不光在我们中间。
Not only among us.
这么多爱我们跟我们一同走路的同工们中间发生。
But among those brothers and sisters who love us and who are walking with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要被神的爱感动。
We ought to be encouraged by God's love.
知道我们一点不孤单。
Knowing that we're not alone.
各地都有爱主的人。
There's so many brothers and sisters loving the Lord.
所以奉献上请求弟兄姊妹，我们要献得甘心，蒙神悦纳。
So let's offer with a cheerful heart, so it will be pleasing to the Lord.
献得尽心，叫他喜悦。
We try our effort and try our best.
那最后，我们请弟兄姊妹要积极的投身。
And lastly, we ask brothers and sisters to actively participate.
在教会建造的工作。
In the work of the construction.
我们成立了五个 subgroup subcommittee.
We have five groups committees.
那我们已经讲过，有祷告小组，有规划小组，有文宣。有奉献方面的，还有公关，不是去拉关系。
There's a prayer committee, the
into 规划 planning.
The planning committee, the literature committee, fundraising committee, and public relations.
那公关是要去敦亲睦邻，让人家知道我们是基督徒。
the public relations group is to show to be friendly to our neighbors so that they know that we're Christians. 流露基督馨香之气的小组。In other words, is to spread the fragrance of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我的信息必须停在这。
I have to end my message here.
我们就是告诉弟兄姊妹，神在我们中间给了我们一个荣耀的应许。
I just want to share with you that the Lord has given us a glorious promise.
叫我们起来承受那地为业。
That we need to go up and take position.
而且叫我们立刻起来得那地，我们足能得胜。
We have to go up and take position of the land right away.We can certainly overcome it.
前面虽然有哥利亚，
even though facing us is Goliath,
前面虽然有高大的耶利哥，
or a city of Jericho,
但是信而顺服，要叫神的旨意成就在我们中间。
But being trusting and obeying, we will bring fulfillment of God's will.
让我们都来在乎那个看不见那个永存的产业。
Let's pay attention to the invisible inheritance that will last forever.
让我们都来经历神在我们身上那个最伟大的神迹和祝福。
Let's all experience the greatest miracle that God has for us.
不仅仅住在我们里面。
Not only that He lives in us.
他要制作我们。
He will work and make us.
他要改变我们。
He will transform us.
叫我们像他。
So that we will be like Him.
叫他的荣耀神能够在肉身显现。
So that His glory will be manifested in our body.
在将来的那块地上。
In the future, when we go into the land,
我们的祷告是所有踏进那块地的
our prayer is that anyone who walks into the building
都能够碰见神的荣耀
will be touched by God's glory
都能够经历神荣耀的工作在我们身上
will experience God's glorious work in our life
而至终我们都成为耶稣基督荣耀的见证人
at the end, we will all be the witnesses of Jesus Christ
我们一起祷告然后我们唱首诗歌
let's pray together and we'll sing the hymn
主我们的心何等的感谢你
Oh Lord, how our hearts thank you.
当我们每一次想到你的时候我们就要低头敬拜
Every time we think of you, we have to bow and pray.
你这位宇宙的主宰这么伟大的神
You're the master of the universe, such a great God.
你居然爱上了我们这样子渺小的人
You even love sinners and small people like us.
你居然在我们身上有这么奇妙的旨意
That you have this wonderful plan for us.
你居然在我们身上有这么伟大的工作
And this great work in us.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
我们愿意在这里将我们每一个人都交在你的手上。
We want to commit every one of us in your hands.
主啊，愿你的旨意成就在我们身上。
Lord, may your will be done in us.
是的，神啊，你是我们的王，求你出令使雅各得胜。
Yes, Lord, you are our king, and give your words so that Jacob will be victory.
神啊，你是我们的王。
Lord, you are our king.
求你出令叫雅各得胜。
Give your words so that Jacob will be victorious.
是的，当约柜往前去的时候。
When the ark is moving forward.
耶和华，求你兴起。
Lord, rise up.
耶和华，求你兴起。
Lord, rise up.
叫你的仇敌四散。
So that your enemies will be scattered.
叫你的子民能够跟得上。
So that your people will follow you.
叫你的荣耀充满全地。
That your glory will fill the earth.
主，我们为着我们前面的每一步，我们都交在你的手上。
Lord, we commit every single step ahead of us in your hands.
坚固你的教会。
Strengthen your church.
提升我们每一个人的信心。
Increase our faith.
是的，我们的祷告是要全家的每一个人都在这件事上有份。
Yes, our prayer is that every single member of this household will participate.
主啊，没有一个人被漏下来。
That no one will be left out.
主啊，没有一个人。人在这里得不着祝福。
That no one will miss out the blessing.
主，你的旨意成就在我们每一个人的身上。
Lord, your will be done on every single one of us.
成就在你教会的里面。
And be fulfilled in our church.
我们也在这里将各地奉你名聚会的教会弟兄姊妹的交给你。
We also commit all brothers and sisters who are meeting with us in all over the places.
主啊，不管他们目前在怎样的征战和使命的里面。
Whatever kind of battle and situation they are in.
主啊，赐下够用的恩典。
Lord, we pray that give enough grace.
将那活泼的信心和荣耀的盼望放在你儿女们中间。
And give to your children this living faith and hope.
让我们知道不要怕，只要信，因为在信的人凡事都能。
So that we will know we do not have to be afraid but believe because everything is possible with those who believe.
你要荣耀你荣耀的殿。
You will glorify your glorious temple.
你要拯救，要以拯救成为我们的城墙，以赞美成为我们的城门。
That salvation will be our city walls and the praise will be our city gates.
让我们都住在你伟大的救恩里面。
That we will dwell in your great salvation.
愿一切的荣耀归给你。
May all the glory be unto you.
一切的羞辱归给你的仇敌。
All the shame to your enemy.
一切的祝福归给你的子民。
And all the blessings to your people.
我们谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请一起站起来唱小诗歌本。一群大能的子民
Let's stand up and sing
255首等一下我们要进食祷告就像我说的如果你不方便或者不能够留
reason,
我也希望你至少能够留个五分钟 那其他的弟兄姊妹我们继续在这里祷告
the
祷告完以后 committee 在这里还是有 Q&A 的时间弟兄姊妹如果有任何的问题困惑或是建议欢迎你们跟 committee 有一个最直接敞开的交通
If you have any questions, confusions or suggestions You're more than welcome to share with the committee members
等一下我们分组的时候还是大概四五个人一个小组
I will divide up to small groups of four and five
我希望没有一个人落单自己祷告
I hope no one will remain by himself
我们至少都找周围的人或是你要到其他的小组没有关系
Find some people to pray together.
我们同声扬声在主的面前祷告。
Let's all pray and raise our voices and pray.
我们叫神的旨意成就在我们中间。
That God's word will be fulfilled among us.
我们更重要的事情是要叫神来复兴他的教会。
What's even more important is that God will revive His church.
我们每一个人都有属灵的未得之地。
We have all this unpossessed land to conquer.
我们求神借着这短短的九十天加速做工在我们身上。
May the Lord speed His work on us in these short 90 days.
然后我们为着我们前面的每一个关卡，求主赐下够用的恩典和力量。
And we pray for enough strength and grace for every single hurdle that we have to overcome.
让我们随着耶和华的脚踪一路走来。
That we will follow the footsteps of the Lord.
以赛亚书六十章说：“我脚所踏之地，都要成为荣耀。”
Isaiah chapter 60 says, "Anywhere I set my foot will be glorified."
让我们只管跟着约柜去。
That we should just follow.
我们最后我们再唱。
Let's sing again.
我们再唱两遍，我们就开始祷告，好不好？
Sing twice, and then we'll pray.
你要拍手，要举手就可以。
我要见你一群大能之民，一群充满赞美的子民，他们要从无底来往此地，并要荣耀我宝贵的名。主啊，兴起！
让我的荣耀充满全地。
I will fill this earth with my glory. 弟兄姊妹们，
都答应神的呼召。
We shall all respond to God's calling.
我们立刻上去得那地吧。
We will go up and take possession of the land.
我们足能得胜。
We can certainly overcome.
我们开始分组祷告。
Let's all divide it up to small groups and pray.
Amen.